keeping you entertained and informed. Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
So the legend goes, the Tasmanian whiskey industry's rebirth was conceived after its colonial era demise, after its centuries of slumber, when Bill and Lynn Lark had a chat by a trout lake. I don't want to know about how Christy Booth Lark's birth was conceived, given she's their daughter. Let's rush past that bit to her own distilling career with Killara this Whiskey Week, and also her presidency of the Australian Women in Distilling Association. Hello.
Hello.
Was it a trout lake or a peat bog?
A bit of both. Uh-huh. So Dad was out fishing with my grandfather up in the Central Highlands of Tasmania. They were fly fishing for trout, and I think they managed to actually catch one, which was pretty spectacular.
Well, it's better than none.
In most cases,
I've caught a tree in the entire of my fishing career.
Yeah, I caught a frog once.
Hey! What do you remember of your early childhood and how whiskey featured in it?
Like most children, I thought my parents were weird. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember saying to my parents one day, why can't you be normal? I'm so glad that they weren't.
Yeah. Your opinion has changed.
Yeah, my opinion has changed.
Oh, that's good.
So I grew up with a still outside my bedroom door, which I guess is not very usual, but for me it was kind of the norm.
Could you hear it bubbling?
Yeah, and the smells, and my friends used to like coming around when the still was going, and yeah, it was fun.
Watching it?
Hmm.
Or tapping it because you were teenagers and...
No, I had a really good bunch of friends, and we sort of, it didn't really cross our minds to start pilfering from Mum and Dad, so...
How very lucky for Bill and Lynn.
I know, right?
Yeah. When did you first taste whiskey, do you remember?
I don't have a specific memory, but I suspect it was definitely one of the ones that Dad would have made. And then, yeah, that really got me hooked. And I went on a trip over to Scotland with Dad, and that cemented in my mind that I wanted to get involved in the industry. And so, yeah, started off distilling with Mum and Dad and worked my way up to general manager. And then Lark got taken over by investors, and I was made redundant from the distillery. So I started my own,
yay,
which is super exciting. Yay!
What is your favourite kind of whiskey profile, flavour profile?
So I like the sweeter, richer whiskies. I'm not a huge peated fan. So I tend to go for things that have got those Christmas cake, plum pudding, raisins, spices, that kind of flavour.
The Highland kind of stuff.
Yeah. So if you're going to compare it to Scotland, then sort of something around Speyside, maybe like a Glenfiddich 15-year-old or Glenmorangie, that kind of thing.
Do you have a